It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and I have two guests today on our Voice of the Valley. Pastor Terry Detweiler is with us, as well as Pastor Nick Scott. And gentlemen, thanks so much for joining us today on the show.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks for having us.
You have a very unique announcement, and that is you guys are proposing to set up an elementary school, a faith-based elementary school here in Valley City. Terry, I'll let you talk a little bit about the focus of that first before we get to Nick.
Thanks, Steve.
Yep.
Valley City Christian School is a interdenominational school that we are looking to set up and been in process for about 8 months to a year. There's three of us that have been working on that, Les Koenig. And initially, really, that he had the vision of it probably about 2 years ago, but he kind of, like we see in Scripture, kind of struggled with God for a while, and then his questions started coming. We began to see the light and brought both Nick, Pastor Nick, and myself on board. And so we've been working on this for a while now. So just getting to the point where we're making it more public and really moving forward.
They have we'll talk a little more about it, but they'll have an informational presentation coming up February 28th at 7 o'clock at Connect Church. Pastor Nick, what turned you on, shall I say, about this? What excited you, should I say, about this presentation or this proposal to have a new elementary school, a faith-based school?
Well, I've been in Christian education for 30 years all around the country as a teacher and an administrator. And when I came to Valley City and knew that, yes, there was a Catholic school and a public school, and both no doubt doing some very good things in the community, but not a Protestant Christian school, I began asking questions of various pastors and various others, and certainly was very happy to meet up with others who are interested in it. I came to find that there were many people who were very interested in starting this kind of school, and it began to snowball, and we're very excited with what the Lord's doing.
Terry, there's a lot of people who are homeschooled, and we hear more and more of this too, but
yes.
Do you think maybe with this new proposed elementary school, faith-based school, you know, maybe they'll think twice about that? Or what kind of crowd are you looking for?
Well, really looking for people who are looking for the options. You know, we've had some interest that has been expressed to us that the options that are presently in Valley City, they're looking for something a little different, and that's been part of this whole thing, that we're responding to those requests. And so it could include people from homeschooling situations. It could include people from public school situations, from, you know, whatever the interest is. That's mm-hmm. part of what this meeting's about, too, on the 28th.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk a little bit, Nick, about that meeting. It's an informational meeting. Tell us about that.
Yes, on February 28th, that's a Tuesday at 7 p.m., all kinds of people are going to be coming because they want to know more about this school. There's a lot of questions. Some are very interested in it. Some are questioning, what's this all about? Some are going to be parents who have kids in elementary school or are about to go into kindergarten or some other grade. They're going to want to come. Also, grandparents who say, you know, I'm interested in maybe having my grandkids in, and I want to know how I can support the school in some way, financially or in some other way. There might be others in the community who aren't so sure they are interested, but they just want to know because they've heard various things and they want to get the straight scoop. So all kinds of people are welcome to come there Tuesday, February 28th, to that informational meeting.
And that'll be at Connect Church, and it's open to all if want to listen to the presentation and maybe ask a few questions afterwards. Right, Terry?
Yeah, we're going to focus primarily on the parents and grandparents that are looking and, you know, having their kids or grandkids involved, and then there'll be a time afterwards for other questions. But we want to get to the parents and the grandparents, the people that are really wanting to look at putting their kids in a school like that.
Okay.
Yeah, and let me just say, with With homeschoolers, there are no doubt some families who are very equipped for homeschooling. They do a fine job with it, and if there are moms and dads who are equipped to do a good job and everything is in place for them, well, then God bless them. There are some people who are homeschooling right now who are just struggling a lot, and really, if they hear about this option, I think that several families will say, you know, that is a better option for us because we really need that help. And so we are very happy to partner with families that can use our school starting this fall.
All right. Anything else to add before I let you go, Terry?
I don't think so, Steve. I really appreciate you giving us an opportunity to get this on so that people know more about it.
Very good. There's Terry Detweiler, Pastor Terry Detweiler, and Pastor Nick Scotton, our guests on today's Voice of the Valley. Remember, the informational presentation on this new faith-based elementary school comes up February 28th at 7 o'clock at Connect Church in Valley City, and all are welcome.